Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got a reservation code of 2211.
Just one moment. I'll be happy to take your reservation code. Just need to bring the right screen to my computer. Just a second. Okay, what is your code?
Where are you located, please?
In San Diego, California.
From San Diego, California.
Yeah. Yes, we are in San Diego.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Our reservation code is 2211-0401-0014-5629.
5629. Okay, just one moment. And that would be house to home construction and design?
House to home construction design, right.
Okay, are you the owner of this business?
I'm his father-in-law. He's married to my daughter. I'm his father.
Wow.
I'm calling behalf of John Hayes. I'm just trying to do the gopher work for him.
Okay.
And what we're trying to find out is nothing. There's nothing on your thing that says it says reasonable fixed rates. There's nothing that says up to 7 months.
Okay.
Here's the problem. He has a loan. He has a loan now for, I think,
$180,000.
$180,000.
Oh, $180,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your thing says up to $250,000. The last thing we want to do is get more money. What we're trying to do is get a better interest rate. Right now, he's paying $16,999. And I'm fishing for a lower interest rate for him. And your document doesn't say anything as far as credit score versus interest rate. So I need to know what kind of interest rate you're quoting. And can you replace or refi another loan? It says three possibilities.
Okay, just one second.
It says secured loan, unsecured, and unsecured refi.
Okay, I have
now,
a
secured by business, so it
may... Small problem with my computer. It just disappeared and it's connecting. Okay, so could you please give me that reservation code one more time? My computer got disconnected for some reason.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. 2211-0401. 0014-5629. Now, am I talking
great.
To the right person or not? I want to know who can give me an interest rate.
Yeah, I can give you all the answers. Could you please tell me what the gross annual sales of this company?
About $1.5 million now.
Our
previous is about anywhere from $1.2 million to $1.3 million.
We're
operating much heavier now. Very extremely busy. But this interest rate that we're paying now is killing us. Also, it's taking it out on a daily instead of weekly.
Okay. You have a daily payment. Okay,
yeah.
Right. You have daily payment.
A monthly or a weekly. Now, the problem with the daily payment is that stuff comes in, sometimes it gets held, and we don't know until the next day, and by the next day we got a couple of checks bounced. You see what's happening?
See.
We got to get away. One, we got to get away from a daily payment. Two, we need to get into lower interest rates. Now, the loan is about 7 months old.
Loan is about what? What's the balance on it?
7 months old. I told you it's
about
$180,000, I think. Did you tell me there's two loans, Michelle?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm going
now. It's two loans or just one?
I'm sorry. That can't be determined right now. It's a total of about $180,000.
But it's two different loans.
I'm not sure of that.
What is the balance?
It's $180,000
that we have. $180,000. That's a... I'm sorry.
180 total.
I got it. The total balance is 180,000. I understand. Just I'm trying to see what we can do and what would be the best way to help you. That's all. So could you please tell me which companies you have this loan with?
I don't think so. I don't have that information. Michelle, you don't know what are both of the companies, do you?
It's CAN Capital.
CAN?
Yeah, C-A-N Capital.
Where are they located?
Huh?
Where are they located?
I don't know.
Okay. You've got no idea where they are, huh?
No.
Okay. It's with C-A-N, CAN Capital.
CAN Capital, okay. Both of them with CAN Capital.
I don't know
okay.
where they're located. We can find out. We just don't know right now.
Mm-hmm. And do you know how good is the personal credit of the owner on the company?
My guess is that it's dropped down from 720 to 670.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we just bought a house, and
okay,
I got a good interest rate on the house. But at that point, it was at 720, and I think because of this loan and the fact that it's a daily basis, it's what's happening is the banks get screwed up with somebody. They put a payment on hold or a check on hold. Then they don't tell us till it's too late, and they've chalked up charges, and they want us to pay the charges anyhow. So we tried changing banks, trying to deal with somebody that'll be honest with us, but. The basic problem is it's a daily payment. We got to get away from a daily payment.
Uh-huh.
In all possible, we got to get away from that 16.99% interest rates. Just too high.
You have 16.99%. Usually, CAN Capital has a factor, not the APR. They
well,
have
what
a
do you
factor,
mean by a
like
factor?
A price. Okay, they have a price of the money. Let's say you borrow a dollar, you pay back like $1.40 or $1.20 or $1.30. You know, so
well,
it's
I guess
your
we're
factor.
Paying $1.17, $1.18, something like that.
Okay, so yours is 1.17. I see. Okay. The best thing, see, it's hard to, we have better rates. We have like 40 different programs, and we have weekly and we have monthly payments. All this available. It all depends on qualifications. And the most important is 6 most recent bank statements. So
six,
we would
oh,
need
that's
to...
that's the problem because we just changed banks. We had to,
but you have the statements from a previous bank, right?
Yes, we have statements from a previous
bank. Yeah, yeah.
But they play games with us. They put a hold on a check coming in, and then they charge us for checks going out. And they
I
don't
understand.
Tell us
when
until
did
it's
you...
too late to do anything about it. So that leaves us with terrible banking records.
Okay, so when did you change the bank?
Just last week.
Last week.
We have 6 months banking records from Wells
yeah.
Fargo. From
yeah, you do have from Wells Fargo.
They,
so good.
They started buying
Do you have 2015 tax return or 2014 tax return?
No, we have last two tax returns, I believe. Yeah, we had to have the last two tax returns because we bought the house. We bought the house.
Yeah, so you have to, I only need one year tax return. So
no,
whatever is the
year,
last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got
all we need is 6 bank statements and 1 year tax return. Do you have an email address where I can send you the information on what we would need?
But I don't want to give you mine. I want to wait and get theirs when I turn in the information. So where you show is the email is www.bankcardiff?
No, that's not the email. I will give you my email. I'll be happy to give you my email. You can send it
wonderful.
To me. No.
Can I ask you to hold for just a second?
Yes.
None of the pencils or pens or stamps or anything that was in there.
Okay, I don't want it in there. I want it right now. Paper?
Oh boy. Okay. Shoot. What's the email address?
My
name?
Email
Hello?
Would be Lena. It's L like Larry, E, N like Nancy, A. Lena.
Excuse me. Is it capital L?
No, it's all small. In email, it's all small. Letters. So L E N A.
L E. N A Lena.
At.
Okay. Simple. I like that. Okay, Lena.
Yeah, it's mine is very simple. Lena at Bank of Cardiff. You see it on www. What you wanted to read to me? Bankofcardiff.com.
Okay.
Lena at
okay.
Bankofcardiff.com. And if you
very
will send
simple.
Me,
I like that.
Yeah, we are very good.
Lena,
so don't
Bank
worry.
Are you at Bank of Cardiff, Lena, or are you down in San Diego?
We are in
Where
San
am
Diego.
I talking?
You're talking
San Diego.
To San Diego. Yes, yes,
okay.
I'm in
but
San
it's
Diego.
Bank of Cardiff. It's
yes.
The bank we're talking about in Cardiff or in San Diego? The branch.
No, it's located in San Diego, just the name is. Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, but it's located in San Diego.
Right. And we do only business loans, only equipment and unsecured business.
Okay.
So you need to send me 1 year business tax return and 6 most recent bank statements.
Okay, you don't want the personal taxes, you just want the business tax return.
No, I don't need personal, only business. It's a corporation, right?
6 months.
1 year,
six months
bank statements. Right, and you have an application, right, with the letter you received the application. Is it right?
Yeah, I have a copy of the business loan.
Okay, good. So you need to fill this application.
Refund.
Tax return, 6 bank statements, and the application.
Okay.
That's what
and
I will need from you.
Put them out of your loan, okay?
I'm sorry?
That's very good. Lena, what is that accent? You have an accent. Is that Canadian
Russian.
Or French?
Yeah, no, it's Russian. It's just many years ago, but Russian.
I Spanish, Greek, or Portuguese, but not Russian. No good.
Yeah. Okay. At least it's better. Okay. So, and what is your name? I'm sorry. Didn't get it.
My name is Houston.
Houston. Okay.
Yeah. And John is married to my daughter, Michelle. So it's Michelle and John who's. Unfortunately, the house is in John's name, and I'm afraid if we continue with this daily rate thing, I think it's just a matter of time before some contractor doesn't pay on time and the bank holds back. The bank holds back once, then we end up with lousy banking records at the next bank. And we're going to end up with these people. Not real default, but a false default because of a couple of late payments or something, and we're going to end up, and the house is in John's name also, which means...
I understand. So that's why you worry. Yeah, I understand your concern.
Oh,
it's good he has such a good father-in-law who's taking care of things.
Two-thirds of the down payment came from my daughter and myself. So we're very concerned about getting out of this daily nonsense.
Okay, I will see what we can do as soon as you will send me the document.
I thank you very much, Lena. God bless you, and
thank
I appreciate
you for calling.
Talking to you
Thank you. Bye-bye.